Now, to show that, what we're going to do is just write the partition equation out. We're not going to go in very, very detail, but you can just partition A and B in such a way and multiply out. Then you end up with three equations because it's symmetric. Okay. The first one is a separately ampled equation. And now, if you look at the last equation, you got a B2 star equals 0. Oh, so we can immediately conclude that a B2 equals 0. Now, if we take B2 equals 0 and put it in second equation, then we get P1A21 star equals 0. Now, since P1 is assumed non-singular, then A21 is 0. So we immediately conclude that B2 equals 0, A21 equals 0. Now, using that, we can look at the state specialization, then we can see that the A22 system is actually not controllable. So we can take that part out. That will not affect our state specialization. So obviously, we end up with a sub-realization that is actually equivalent in the sense of transfer function. And obviously, if A1 is stable, then we know P1 is at least semi-definite. But we assume that P1 is positive is non-singular, then of course P1 must be positive definite. So if P1 is positive definite, then of course A11, B1 is actually controllable by the previous result, Lyapunov function equation result we already shown. So we can conclude that A11, B1 is actually a controllable sub-realization.